The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
There we go.
But I was stuck in Iowa.
Unbelievable. The biggest number one city in the United States of America. New York, New York, baby. And this comes from a Jersey guy. Love New York heart and soul. And we, all of us from Jersey, you always think, and I know, and I say this with great respect to Jersey. I stay in Jersey. I'm not going to leave Jersey despite all the assaults that we have tax-wise and everything else that we just plain don't get. You always think as a kid, right? What are you going to do? I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to try to make it where? In New York. Am I right or wrong? I remember back as a kid and everything was great in Jersey. I said, I got to go to those comedy clubs. Let me try to make it in where? New York. I would walk around. I'd go to 30 Rock in Midtown. I'd walk around. I'd go, ah, wow, one day maybe I could work here. By the grace of God, I ended up doing indeed that. But it's New York, New York, and there's a power failure because a transformer broke down, and we don't have an answer. You don't have an answer, and the mayor is out of town because why? Because he's running for president, and he has 1%, and there's no way in hell that he's going to, excuse my language, he's going to get elected. There's no way. Holy moly, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. That's why I feel we have a responsibility to be on the air. Joe, what are you doing? You're getting up what? Middle of the night you get up so you can do morning radio? I feel like we have to be the translator. We have to jump on. Because if we don't say things and support certain things that you believe in, it goes by the wayside. And Al's absolutely right. You should not be able to maintain an office if you're going to run for another office. If you're a senator and you're running for president of the United States, that is not fair to your constituents. That is just, you're not doing your job. Or give back your salary and your pension and welfare. Show us something for crying out loud. If you are a mayor of the number one city in the United States of America and you're going to run for president, then you step aside. Hand it off. Step aside. It's inexcusable what went on a Saturday night. Where, and they still don't know. They still don't know what happened, right? Frankie, yeah. Let me go to Frankie, right? There's nothing. You heard nothing. And we will be talking to the commissioner of the New York City Office of Emergency Management, Commissioner Deanne Criswell will join us. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. But we're not hearing anything, correct, Frankie?
That's nothing? Right. They say it's going to be a couple of weeks before they do an investigation, but they said...
A couple weeks? What? It's scary, Frankie. You know what? It's scary, man.
Yeah. So Governor Cuomo is calling for an independent investigation in addition to Con Edison's internal review. Yeah. And he added, as only Governor Cuomo can, that Con Edison does not have a franchise granted by God and can be replaced as the power company if they don't do things to his satisfaction. So.
Yeah, all right. And for Al, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, man?
I don't have an issue if a senator or a congressman or woman is running for president. They're one person in a bigger cog of a machine, right? If they get called back to Washington, they can get back there as quickly as possible. There's no unless there's a national crisis, most of the time they're not needed. If you're a mayor or a governor, a mayor of a city or a governor of a state, you're responsible for running that city or state.
Well,
and if something goes wrong, and I know the argument about Bloomberg that he used to go to the Caribbean every weekend or whatever, and you know, Christie went to Disney when there was a snowstorm, and I get all of that, but Here is a mayor of a city with a crumbling infrastructure. He's talking about all these different things that he wants to do, and yet he is trending at zero for president. Yeah, the city itself was given a poll, and they said that 3/4 of them didn't want him to run. Where couldn't you get a clearer message? Well, nobody cares about this guy.
And being mayor of New York or governor of New York is not like being the governor of most other states or the mayor of other cities. Every day.
Like South Bend, Indiana.
Right, exactly. Are the people of South Bend, well, I guess some of them are when they had that police shooting.
Right.
Are the people of South Bend really in the midst of a crisis potentially every single day? No. Like Steve Bullock is the governor of Montana. He's running. Jay Inslee's the governor of Washington State. He's running. Does it really matter if they're not in the state? No. But if you're the mayor of New York City, every day there's a different potential crisis. You never know what's going to happen. Plus, you add to that, we've basically spent $100,000 in travel expenses in taxpayer money for the mayor's NYPD bodyguard. Right. You ask most New Yorkers on the street, is that a prudent use of New York City taxpayer money? I think most of them would tell you no.
And
the New York Post today, Joe, their front page, it's very rare that it's one of those rare days where the New York Post and the New York Daily News are both in agreement. Yeah. The headline in the Daily News is Dim and Dimmer. Con Ed can't explain outage as Blas offers excuses for own power failure on Iowa joint, and the New York Post, it says de Blasio must go, and it's calling on the governor, Andrew Cuomo, to remove the mayor of New York City.
Wow. Wow. So. Hey, 877-970-2999. 7-Eleven, baby. That's what time it is on AM 970 The Answer. Let me go to Big Julie. Big Julie. I love saying we got Big Julie. Let's go to Big Julie. Julie, thanks for calling. Give it to us, buddy. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Oh, I'm going to give it to you today. I'm very enraged, Joe. I've been hearing a lot of stuff over the weekend. Let me tell you something. We have an office. We don't have a politician in office. We have a leader. Donald Trump is a leader. Let me tell you, these people, these like people like Omar and all these other ones over there, they feed on failure. We need to change the way people think in America and be taught that leadership and success is a good thing and we shouldn't be punished for it. I'm just fed up with all of
them.
There's still a couple of leaders like us out there. And even in our homes and our jobs, we're not allowed to be leaders in America. We need to change and have a little more respect for leadership and keep going forward. That's all I got to say, Joe.
Julie, thank you, brother. You're right on the money. Let me go to Joe in the Bronx. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind this morning, brother?
Hey, good morning. Before the summer's out, there's a really great book that you could actually pick up to understand how the left got us into the position that we're in here in the United States, not just here in the United States, but also in Europe, in Australia and Canada, other European countries. It's called The Culture of Critique by Dr. Kevin MacDonald. And it goes into basically how the left has gone after student radicalism, feminism, communism, you name it, control of the mass media, immigration. It covers a wide range of topics. Now, with regard to immigration, which is why I called, Nancy Pelosi said something that was historically inaccurate. She said that the founding fathers were not in favor of keeping America white, and they were in favor of diversity. That is BS, because I'll quote you the very first immigration law that we had in 1791. It actually said, quote, that immigration shall be restricted to free white persons of good moral character, unquote. That was our very first immigration law. Now, the founding fathers never thought that the United States would be anything other than a European republic. Never. Now, if they could come back today and see the United States where the European population is only 60% and everybody else is from the third world, you know, they would throw up, because you have to understand something. If the United States acquires a third world population, it will become a third world country. Then no one will want to live here, least of all the people from the third world who will simply be replicating in this country the same conditions that they're running from back home. Right now, again.
Yes. Go ahead.
Now, before you finish out the summer, I really want you to pick up that book. It's a fascinating read, an analysis of the left. It's The Culture Critique by Dr. Kevin MacDonald. I really wanted you to check it out.
Joe, great call. Thank you. Thank you. You see what I'm saying? You see the listeners we have on the show? I'm telling you, there it is. Joe from the Bronx, the common sense of the Bronx, New York. And we appreciate that very much, whether you agree or don't agree. But it's very, very true. What's happening now is, I don't want to say, see, now you sound racist, but when they could raise the Mexican flag, I had really no words. I'm so fed up with that. In Aurora, Colorado, at the ICE governmental center right there in Aurora, they somehow they got the American flag. They got it down and put the Mexican flag up, and then they took down a flag that was up that celebrated Blue Lives Matter. All those lives lost in law enforcement. They brought that flag down. They spray painted on that flag, abolish ICE, turned it upside down, and they flew that up. How did they get that close? Who's watching that facility in Aurora, Colorado? And why aren't we incensed? And why didn't not one Democrat said anything about this? How in the name of God do you take down the flag of the United States? And by the way, if you're going to fly the Mexican flag, then get to Mexico and stay in Mexico. Could someone, you know, I'm an Italian American. I ain't going to go down to City Hall. I ain't going to go down to Washington and fly the Italian flag as proud as I am of my great heritage being an Italian. I'm going to go down and put the Italian flag up. You know why? Because if I did that, I would go to Italy and I would live in Italy, you know, and people do. They just, I'm going to go to Italy. I cannot for the life of me, and you hear this over and over again, when you see these protests about how racist we are and how bad our immigration policies are and how mean we are to all the illegal aliens that come in, and they're marching across the border with flags from their home country, with the Honduran flag, with the flag of El Salvador. Why don't you go back there if you're going to celebrate your flag and raise the flag? It makes no sense. And the only person that speaking out on this behalf is the President of the United States. And he's being vilified for it. And he's making sense. And I'm telling you. And Frankie, we should dig up the audio of that. I said, and don't get me started on this, but it just upsets me when people come into the House of Representatives, or they go into their senators, the United States senators, and just to pander to their voting base. They just to pander, and that's the word, you know, with no respect. They just pander because they think that's what their voting base wants to hear. They are disrespectful. They tell us we're too racist, we're too white, you can't stand anybody of color. Don't talk to me. Especially us, the boomer, my boomer brothers and sisters. We've gone through all of that already. Yet we're right back where we started. And if you're going to come from a country, and I will say this once, I say it a thousand times. This is like this echo thing that Frankie keeps talking about. Because I've said this since she was elected, since Ilhan Omar was elected. If you're going to come from Somalia, and we're going to send our army over there, United States Army Rangers, right? And they're going to be shot down, killed, and dragged through the streets. You saw Black Hawk Down. That's what that's about. And then you're going to come from that country. And rather than saying and standing before the United States of America in the House of Representatives and saying, I am humbled to be here, because the United States Army Rangers went and they tried to free us from drug lords. And like the president said, there is no government in Somalia. It's run by drug lords. And that representative, you come over here and you are blessed to be in America. And then you even get more blessed to be in the House of Representatives. And then you're going to tell us we're racist and you're going to go against our friends, Israel. And you're going to tell us how bad the Jewish Americans are. Are you kidding? The president is right. And I said it. And I back what the president said. You get right the heck back to Somalia. And why don't you help the people of Somalia? Oh, my gosh, that's racist. No, what's racist is taking down the American flag and putting a Mexican flag up. That's racist. You understand what's going on. You get it. I think you get it. And I hate to get fired up just on a Monday for crying out loud, but goodness gracious, what the heck is happening? What the heck is happening? And when we should be, as we were just talking about, we should all be joining together, coming up with initiatives that will offset a possible recession that's in our future, that will help us, you and I, travel on the roads. So I don't have to drive the New York streets. I drive down 78. We have a gas tax. We got more taxes. Oh, we're gonna fix the roads. The roads are a mess. With my tires on my SUV, I went over a road the other day.
driving into 22, wherever I was in Jersey, boom, I almost blew out my tire. The little things like that they don't care about. Oh, gosh almighty, you know what? You're right, what you're saying. And it's insane what we have to go through to get the point across. I got to go to Ralph before we break, guys. I love Ralph. Ralph's one of our favorite callers. He's always fired up. Go ahead. Give it to us, Ralph. What are you thinking, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. You know, some people would think of that message from President Trump as racist. It may be. It may be not. But I think of it as being malicious, especially when you say, because I wouldn't say that to other people here. I would not allow people to say that to me either. I paid my dues in this country. I paid my taxes in this country. I'm very much part of this country. I'm interwoven into the fabric of this country. And the good thing, Ilhan Omar, about this country is in this few words. We all men are created equal and is endowed with certain inalienable rights, among which is the right to life, liberty, and happiness. And with that, I say, God bless America. And I stand proud and salute the flag. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the man. I love this guy. And I'm telling you what, the people that get most upset about this assault on everybody just coming in, you know, and just kind of coming in. We're supposed to let them have a free reign of coming into the country. The folks that have worked so hard to get here, like Ralph, and the fact of the matter is the president said to Ilhan Omar to go back, by the way, Ralph, to Somalia, because she comes and criticizes us. It's nice to hear someone from another country learning the language and still understands the Constitution of the United States, you know, and it's nice to hear that on this radio show. Thank you, Ralph, and God bless you, man. Robert Bluey is going to join us. He's a conservative blogger and journalist, and we're going to talk about the White House Social Media Summit. Seb Gorka, Dr. Gorka, is on the show at the 9 o'clock hour. You know what? Miss Seb Gorka. He was great. He was so great at that social media summit, you know. You're a punk, he tells a reporter. Congressman Josh Gottheimer on the show and Commissioner Criswell. She is the commissioner of the new name is the New York City Emergency Management, and she will join us, and we're going to talk about the aftermath of Saturday's power outage. Right now, it's Piscopo in the morning, and you know who we got with us? We have Brandi Scott in for Debbie Duhame, looking out for you on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. A very slow go on the BQE heading westbound, approaching the Kosciusko Bridge. You are solid from Queens Boulevard. Beyond that, you stay a little bit heavy through to the Williamsburg Bridge. A better ride at the Throgs Neck Bridge getting to the Queens side. You've got some minor slowdowns still at the Whitestone heading across the span. Packed on the Bruckner southbound. You are just jammed right now between the Cross Bronx and the Sheridan. We've got a better ride on the FDR Drive approaching 106th Street. That crash has been cleared out of the way southbound. Over in New Jersey, 1 and 9 on the southbound side, we've got a hit in Linden. This is by Pleasant Street. You are stop and go from Style Street there. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, looking like a 25-minute wait upstairs, lower level better at about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 25. Inbound Holland, 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, up to about 88 degrees. And this report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing's 737 MAX plane could be grounded until January. The Wall Street Journal says Boeing executives, FAA engineers, and international aviation regulators are looking at a growing list of issues. Both American and United Airlines have removed the planes from their schedules until November. The FAA says it has no timetable for returning the MAX planes to service. Amazon's Prime Day summer sale has started. Discount coupon website RetailMeNot says there are more more than 250 retailers with competing sales. Amazon's event lasts 2 days this year. There are signs trade tensions between the U.S. and China are having an impact on China's economy. It slowed to the weakest pace in decades in the spring quarter. The Dow was up 243 Friday, NASDAQ added 48, S&P up 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3-week quick start today.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Robert Bluey's going to join us momentarily. 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone line. You know, I love Connors and Sullivan. I've told you about Mike Connors, how I went over there, how my son Joey said, Dad, you got to go. You got to take care of the will, trust, power of attorney, Dad, healthcare proxy, living will, Pop, what are you doing? Estate plan, Pop, what are you doing? I said, well, I know this gentleman, Mike Connors, I said, right? And with a beautiful wife from Louisiana, great gal named Beth. We've had dinner a couple times. And Joey goes, my son, you end up listening to your kids when you get older, right? You go, great, let's go talk. So we went to Mike, and I got to tell you, I had the best time at Connors and Sullivan. Called Lisa, she got me to Bridget, Kelly and Rose, and Mike himself and Beth. You will feel so comfortable when you go over to Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free office appointment when you call 718-238-6500. And then this, and I love this about Mike. He's got these free seminars to answer your questions. Mike Connors himself, like Tuesday, July 30th, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, right? Look at these, I call them shows. He does these presentations, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. at the Greenhouse Cafe in Bay Ridge. Are you kidding? Wednesday, July 31st, look at it. 11 a.m., 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, Adams Street in downtown Brooklyn. Thursday, August 1st, please, at Buckley's Avenue West in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. If you can't, again, make any of these free Mike Connors seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, as I did. Lisa's standing by. You will feel so comfortable after you talk to Mike or one of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. As Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not
planning at all.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
729 with Joe on the radio. Robert Bluey is a conservative blogger and journalist who serves as executive editor for The Daily Signal. He was one of the attendees at that White House social media summit. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, very, very pleased to have you, Robert. You're very, very popular. Appreciate you taking the time. Hey, tell us about that social media summit at the White House, man.
Well, it was quite an event, probably something like I'll never experience in my lifetime. I mean, you had 250 people there, including members of Congress and cabinet secretaries. And, of course, the main stars of the occasion were all of these social media influencers who really seemed to create quite a stir, especially with the mainstream media.
And a lot of people were there. How many people were there, do you figure, Robert?
Well, you know, the White House told us that there were 250 people there. They had it in that big room in the East Wing where they unveiled the new Supreme Court justices and have the big press conference. So that room was packed. I mean, it was standing room only.
Oh, that's so cool. And what did the president have to say?
Well, so the president welcomed everybody. There were two underlying messages. I think, first of all, he was celebrating the fact that social media has been so transformative for conservatives. Let's face it, conservatives can use social media to bypass the mainstream media and take their message directly to the American people. Nobody's done that better than President Trump himself, let's face it. The second message was the concerns about censorship and bias. So at the same time conservatives are having success on social media, we're also seeing within the last 5 years, many of the social media companies employing different tactics and strategies to limit the ability of conservatives to speak. And it seems that it is unfairly biased in the direction of anti-conservative speech. And that's unfortunate because I think all Americans aspire to the ideals that are outlined in the First Amendment, and we want free speech. And while these are private companies, at the same time, I don't think that they should be tweaking their algorithms and doing some of the other things that they're doing to limit that speech.
Right. Did the president indicate what regulations he might seek to rein in the big tech companies, Robert?
He was not specific in terms of what he would necessarily do. I will tell you, though, that Josh Hawley, who's the Republican senator from Missouri, who has introduced some legislation, was in attendance, and the president did call him up to speak. So while the president didn't give a direct endorsement of his legislation, he seemed to praise the fact that Josh Hawley was looking into it. And also Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee was there, and she spoke about a new task force that the Senate Judiciary Committee would be setting up, in which they're going to call in the social media companies and have some tough questions for them, frankly, about what to do. In fact, this week, Google is appearing before the Senate, testifying on some of its some concerns that conservatives have had about it. So I don't know that there's going to be any specific legislation or regulation coming forth in the next few weeks, but I think it's certainly going to be top of mind for this president.
You know, Robert Bluey, he is executive editor for The Daily Signal. I got to tell you, I always feel that big tech companies now have this inherent anti-conservative bias. I'm feeling it because you always hear this, Robert. Louis Farrakhan and ISIS have a free reign on social media, but God forbid you, James Woods. I'm just a kind of a middle of the road guy, but I'm a conservative. I can't even get verified on Twitter. We've asked over and over and over again, why, and I ain't begging anybody, man. But it does seem to have this inherent anti-conservative bias. Do you agree, Robert Bluey?
Well, the examples that you cited are similar to the ones that we've experienced ourselves. So I think when you add them up in total, I mean, clearly conservatives have a case to be made. Now, the social media companies will say, oh, no, we're not doing this based on politics or ideology, and we're treating everybody equally. Well, then why aren't we hearing so many examples from the left in this regard? In our case at the Heritage Foundation at the Daily Signal, we've had one of our most popular videos pulled entirely from Facebook. It took us begging and pleading with Facebook to get it back. I've had a colleague who was suspended for hateful conduct, which was clearly not hateful conduct. It was just a conservative message that a liberal didn't like. Twitter eventually restored him and apologized. So these things continue to happen. You've experienced them. I've experienced them. I think there are probably hundreds or thousands of conservatives across this country who've had their own experiences. And I think when you add them all up, there begins to seem like there's a pattern, right, Joe?
Yeah, I honestly feel
feel that, and I don't. And I'm not one of those conspiratorial guys. But like shadow banning, that's got. I mean, where they kind of, you know, they're tracking these conservative, this conservative movement. Is shadow banning real? I mean, could you explain first of all, Robert Blue, what that is to our audience, please?
Sure. Well, interestingly, when you were walking into the White House room on Thursday, they had a lot of displays, and shadow banning was one of the issues that they were highlighting. And shadow banning is when basically they don't ban you entirely, but you're not promoted or displayed in a way that others can easily follow you. And so then, therefore, your ability to reach people is not necessarily as great as those on the left. I mean, oftentimes when you sign up for the first time for these platforms, Joe, you will get recommendations from the companies, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, about places that you should follow. It's pretty rare that conservatives are among the list of people. It's always the mainstream media outlets and liberals. So that's an example of how they might be shadow banning us.
It's so funny, man. It's so true. There you go. Oh, well, here, there's a commercial. Get the news. Get the news. And it'll be objective. And it's never objective. It's like Apple News. It's Google. It's everything that is everything but objective. You know, hey, by the way, we'll let you go. Robert Bluey, you got to check out Robert at the Daily Signal. But Seb Gorka is coming up in a little while. You know, he's one of our Salem hosts every afternoon right here on AM 970, The Answer at 3 o'clock. I loved it. I'm sorry. I absolutely loved with Seb Gorka. Did you see that thing go down with Dr. Gorka?
I certainly did. So after the session was over on social media, the president invited us all to the Rose Garden, and there you had a combination of all the people who were there, along with the mainstream media. And let's face it, there were everybody from Jim Acosta at CNN to this guy at Playboy, who Seb Gorka got into it with him. Make sure he tells you that story.
You're a punk. I loved it. It was just great. Hey, Robert, great to talk to you, man. Please come back soon. Keep the fight, brother. And please, you are welcome here on the airwaves anytime, sir.
Will do. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you. Robert Bluey right there. He's a conservative blogger, journalist, very, very popular guy, Robert is. He serves as executive editor for the Daily Signal. Piscopo in the morning at 7:35 right now, 877-970-2999. That's the old-fashioned way. You could call. Yes, you could pick up a phone and actually call the Balance of Nature phone lines. Piscopo in the morning, and right now, Big Al standing by for you, live and local in New York, New York, with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two NYPD cops faced off against an angry mob of New Yorkers in Brooklyn this weekend who confused them for ICE officers. The two plainclothes officers were in a taco restaurant when they were confronted by some people who thought they were ICE agents in the neighborhood as part of a nationwide roundup of undocumented immigrants. The officers tried to explain they were actually NYPD cops. They ended up walking away from the restaurant. The NYPD says they will now outfit all officers in jackets or shirts that identify them as part of the city's police force. Senator Chuck Schumer calling for an independent investigation into Saturday's massive power outage in New York City that left tens of thousands of customers in the dark. Schumer wants the Department of Energy's Office of Electricity to look into the blackout and the current work being done by Con Edison to maintain and upgrade the New York City power grid. He says the agency should consider the New York City blackout a national priority, and it underscores the need for additional improvements in electrical infrastructure around the country. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-2. They now lead the Rays by 6 games atop the AL East. Robinson Cano connected for a home run for the second straight game. Mets beat the Marlins by the final of 6-2. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning, guys. We've got some issues at the 59th Street Bridge. If you are heading into Manhattan, looks like we've got an overturned food cart on the ramp. That's from 23rd Street. You're going to see some heavy slowdowns there. Getting to the upper level, LIE westbound. Crash by Woodhaven Boulevard. That's got you stop and go from Casino Boulevard. Extra volume on the Harlem River Drive southbound side, moving between Park Ave and the FDR. Also very busy on the Cross Bronx. Making your way westbound to the outbound George, you are hitting the brakes from the area of the Bruckner through to the Sheridan, then delays start to ease out there. Hudson River Crossing setting inbound at the George, 25 upstairs, 10 to 15 down. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 25. Inbound Holland running 10 to 20, alternate side in effect today, and mass transit. 5 trains are running late at Dyer Ave in the Bronx because of signal issues. New Jersey Transit has canceled 4 trains so far this morning and planned for a steamy situation at Port Authority. The air conditioning is not working properly there. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, up to about 88 degrees, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword table at am970theanswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to use the keyword table at am970theanswer.com. That's keyword table at am970theanswer.com.
If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the fact you probably never use your timeshare and you have to keep paying those annual fees. My friends at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Their process is quick and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned by my friends Brian and Karen, and they will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. They have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give my friends a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-310-2646 or online at lonestartransfer.com. That's 844-310-2646 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
740 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. You hear me telling you about Empire State Bank. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Had a great dinner the other night with Phil Guarneri over there. Lisa was there and Jeannie was there from Empire State. This is a great bank, and they are so involved with every community, all the boroughs of New York and beyond. And when small businesses succeed, you know what? It's so true. Communities succeed, and no one knows that better than Jeannie Sarno,
Joe,
Vice President. Yes. Go ahead, Jeannie. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Sat next to Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie, at dinner. And right on the money. They go out. I told Phil, I said, you guys are everywhere. Every time I go out, I see somebody from Empire State Bank. And you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I'm telling you about that you will experience at Empire State Bank, with locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
742 with Joe on the radio. Congressman Josh Gottheimer is a Democratic congressman representing New Jersey's 5th District. Congressman, welcome back to the program, sir. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. How are you, man?
Oh, good, good, man. Are you home? You down in D.C.? Where are you? Where do we find you this morning, Congressman?
I'm in Jersey, heading to D.C. this afternoon.
Yeah, man. You hate to leave. I know you hate to leave. I know, but you got
to
get down.
Hate to leave my kids more than anything, but yeah.
You know, how are you dealing with that, Congressman, if I may? Now, tell me, how many children do you have now?
I've got two, 7 and 10. And the good news is I threw a football for, I think, 3 hours straight yesterday, and I can't move my arm.
And you're a young man.
You know, when I need to be like, right, I gotta get sidelined for just, I need a couple hours off just for that.
But yeah. Ice, you got ice on your arm, man, going down to Washington. Yeah. Because
played in high school, right, or not?
No, I was a soccer guy. You know, I was actually a soccer guy. Yeah, we were state champs, man. But now I'm a lot older than you are, Congressman, and I have an 8-year-old, so I gotta keep up with it, man.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, do I ever? Hey, Congressman, thanks for staying on that victims compensation bill with Congressman King and Carol Maloney, and certainly John Stewart.
So good that we got that. You know,
God bless you for doing that. You know, now, if this is passed by the Senate, will this allow the fund to be fully funded in perpetuity?
Yeah, so through near the end of the century, through 2089, that should be through perpetuity. And, you know, it was a moving, I don't know if you got the chance to watch any of it, but, John Stewart and Carolyn Peter and a group of us got together after the House was voting on it. And I'm so emotional. A lot of firefighters there, you know, and the family, Luis Alvarez, you know, his family was there. And I mean, just such an emotional moment. And you know, John Stewart was excellent, of course, as ever, and pushing for this. And now we're going to the Senate. Mitch McConnell has said that he'll bring it up before August recess. So if he brings it to the floor in the Senate, we get it passed. The president has said he's going to sign it into law. Then this is really going to finally help the thousands who are just still, you know, still sick, still getting disease. Many have terminal diseases. It's really awful.
Hey, you know what, Congressman? As you know all too well, we've lost three state troopers, New Jersey state troopers, with all the illnesses after 9/11. So we appreciate your fight. Now, you got to tell us, this will pass the Senate, right, Josh?
It will pass the Senate. I mean, I've heard that it's going to pass the Senate. You never know what could happen, but I think this is. And to your point, Joe, you know, we've lost 2,000 or more since the nearly 3,000 we lost on 9/11, right? Give you a sense of how many we, and we keep, as you point out, we keep losing. They were talking about how many they've lost, dozens in the last month, just people who are still so sick. It's really gut-wrenching. And the idea that anybody in the Senate would vote against this, I mean, you know, we lost, we had a few members of the House not vote for it, but the fact that anybody would not vote, I don't know how they sleep at night.
Yeah, it's a good point. And it was a great example, Congressman, a great example of the Northeastern delegation in both parties working together, isn't it?
It's exactly how it should work, right? You had Carolyn Maloney, you said, and Peter King, you know, phenomenal, come together. Many of us, Problems Ours Caucus, which I co-chair, we worked on it. Many of us came together and said, this is just common sense. That's a terrorist attack on the United States of America. Let's just say what it is, you know? And some said, well, there's a regional issue. You and I talked about this. There's nothing regional about this, right? This was a terrorist attack on the United States of America.
You know, that's exactly right. And it was good to see, by the way, Josh, if I may call you Josh. I know you're a big shot congressman.
Well, no, but please. I much prefer Josh, as you know.
So. No, but when John Stewart went down, because John really, you know, comes from the world of the progressive left, but for him to step up and to be, as I thought, brilliant as he was, and to speak with his heart like that, I just thought that was spectacular. How are you and Congressman King doing on the Gateway Project, dare I ask?
I just talked to Peter about it again. You know, it is, as you know, very, very frustrating. I have to tell you, we've tried every single angle at this and to figure out how to get this thing done, and nothing. Yeah, it's like pushing a boulder uphill. We make a little progress, it falls back down. It's very frustrating. And I was in the tunnel. I hadn't spoken to you since then. I was in the tunnel a few weeks back. And so they put us in there like around midnight, you know, and went through it. You got to see this thing. It's literally crumbling. I mean, the current tunnels are literally crumbling. You see cracks in the ceiling. They have the electrical cords. You know, it's a 110-year-old tunnel. So you've got wires. They were showing us wires that are 180, 90, 100 years old that are going through the tunnel, that go through the tunnel. When one of them, so what happens a lot is that one of them shorts out, some part of the wiring shorts out on electricity, and they have to, it literally could take weeks for them to find the portion, because it's such old technology, to find the portion that's fried, you know, because the water corrodes. The water corrodes the wires and fries.
Yeah.
They then, it takes weeks to figure it out, and then they have to so it slows down the whole tunnel for weeks. This is what we're dealing with, 2019, with our economy, the most important regional economy in the world,
Yep.
And this is what we're dealing with.
I know. Yes, so Congressman, I had dinner with Congressman King, and I explained to him. I said that, like I told you, that I had some people come in that wanted to. I mentioned this to you before. I was going to get in touch with
your
people.
Oh, right. We talked about right. I remember right.
Listen, what happened? It was so funny. The guy. I checked it out. The cars were made. It was a Chinese organization. It was from China, and I'm going, okay, we could work with that. But then I heard the cars that they asked me to tell you to say, oh, let's use the Chinese cars. You don't know what they're outfitting with, you know, with all this cyber, you know.
With listening devices or whatever.
So
right.
I'm thinking, maybe we should backpedal on that, maybe not do that. But to that point, so if we don't go to the Chinese, because they always got the cash, you know, I always say go to a great businessman like John Catsimatidis, like all the great businessmen that we know, you know, New Jersey. Maybe that's the way to go, because they'll have access to that cash that you need for that gateway project. Yes.
The challenge has been is that nobody wants to invest. I mean, I've talked to a lot of private businesses about this because I think this is a public private, you know,
yes,
you should have a huge private aspect to this. No private sector dollars want to invest when there's no certainty that the government won't pull the plug on its side. In other words, you know, it costs just to figure out. One group was telling me just to figure out the scope of the project, to know how long it's going to take, what's needed, will cost $10 million, right? That's how significant of a size project it is, right? So no business person wants to invest those kind of upfront resources without any kind of right knowledge that actually the government's going to, you know, put in its portion in a public-private relationship. And that's that's the uncertainty there, like in all business, is killing it. And we can't get this thing going. It's ready to go. That's, you know, that is what is beyond frustrating. The thing is sitting ready to go, and time is not on our side here, right? They say Amtrak told me that within the next 5 years they're going to have to take one of the tunnels down. How are we going to move people?
Yeah,
I were talking about this. We just can't figure it out.
Yeah, we appreciate your fight on it, Congressman Josh Gottheimer with Piscopo in the morning. Before we let you go, Congressman, you were quoted in the New York Times a few days ago as saying, because of social media, because people can be their own stars, they don't need to work through leadership or through hierarchy. Anyone specific you might have in mind, Congressman?
It's a real problem, you know, to get things done in a bipartisan way, just like we did on the Victim Compensation Fund for 9/11. You need to do is you got to work together, and you have to work within Democrats and Republicans, and of course between the House and the Senate. You know, it's just like you learned in grade school to get a bill passed. You got to get through the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Yeah,
and right now we're different parties. It means you got to talk to each other. It can't just be about tweeting. You know, tweeting doesn't pass a bill. You know, being a Twitter star doesn't make you an effective member necessarily for your district.
Lord.
And what you should do is it can be very, you know, honestly, it's very frustrating. I'm going to keep doing what we're doing and working across the aisle to get things done for my district. And I think that's the way it should be.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, a Democratic congressman representing New Jersey's 5th District. That's so funny. Listen,
thanks, Joe.
You know what, Congressman, we appreciate it. Listen, ice that arm on the way down, man. You know,
I will. I'm ready to write. I'm not, love, you know, you keep up with an 8-year-old. I love it.
Good. I know. Thanks,
Josh. Young man.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, my friend. Congressman Josh Gottheimer right there from the 5th and in Jersey. 7:52 right now. Hey, Brandy Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime this morning, looking out for you traffic-wise right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Still going to cost you some extra time. Manhattan bound at the 59th Street Bridge. On the ramp to the upper level from 23rd Street, we've got an overturned food cart. That's got you hitting the brakes. Crash on the Grand Central westbound over by LaGuardia. Very busy there from Jewel Ave. Another hit. This is on the LIE westbound side by Woodhaven Boulevard. You are packed from Casino Boulevard over in New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway southbound heading toward Route 4. Watch out for a hit taking out a lane by exit 161. Also a slow go on the Turnpike Inner Roadway northbound as you exit at Interchange 14. Looks like we've got a stall on the ramp blocking a lane at your Hudson River crossings heading inbound at the George. 25 minutes upstairs, 15 down, even better from 4 and 46. Inbound Lincoln and and Holland running at about 25 minutes each. Westchester bound Tappan Zee Bridge will cost you 5 to 10. Alternate side in effect today. And D-Train's running slow at Tremont Ave in the Bronx. We've got police activity at the station. LIRR still 5 to 10 minutes late at the Ronkonkoma branch in Farmingdale. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lickochops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lickochops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Okay, you got 5 minutes. You got 8 o'clock. It's 7:55 right now. 5 minutes. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. You know what I'm talking about. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You got till 8 a.m. this morning, all right? You go over there, you check out this beautiful showroom, the largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey. You talk to Alex Kinsella. I keep telling you these things. 0% APR financing from Mr. Kinsella, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, right? All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get this free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is the man over there, Route 22 Toyota. Great guy. And Chris and Wendy and Johnny and Shoya, they're like the family when I tell you about Route 22 Toyota. And you know what's great? When you walk in to this beautiful showroom, you do not have to deal with dummies. That's the best thing about Route 22 Toyota, right? No back and forth, no wasting time dealing with dummies, please. So here's the number, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. From Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. How about you on this Monday?
Great. Oh, we had a good weekend, Joey. Thank you, man. I tell you, I stepped down on the deck and I went, oh, I thought about you. I said, searing sun, you know, look at us. Look at us. It's like the Mediterranean. Now, it looks pretty good for the rest of the week, you're saying?
It really does. I mean, I think Wednesday afternoon we could see a thunderstorm. Temperatures will be probably in the lower 90 range. It looks like the heat really builds, though. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be hot and oppressive. Temperatures mid to upper 90s and humid this coming weekend.
Wow. Well, I hate to say it, but I love it, Joe. Just be careful on the bike when it gets humid. That's when it's dangerous.
Oh, I will. I will. I'll take it easy, but I'm loving it. I'm so excited about the weather this week. I really am.
Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there. He's our weatherman from the Weather Answer Desk. Always does a great job. Always on the money, by the way. A couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. When we come back, Commissioner Criswell will join us. Commissioner of the New York City Office of Emergency Management. Hey, what happened with the Saturday power outage? Why did this happen? Is there a danger that it's going to happen again? And where were you? Did you see this? Because we haven't talked to anybody that was actually there. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Also, if you saw Dr. Gorka, you saw all over social media Dr. Gorka going after some of the bad press, if you will, in Washington. You don't want to miss Dr. Seb Gorka right here on Radio Piscopo live from New York. We're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.